leads to a curfew. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. After a violent and deadly weekend, one county in Maryland is putting new limits on minors.
Prince George's County, Maryland Chief Executive Angela Alsobrook said August was the deadliest month in the county ever. 430 children have been arrested so far this year. She said that is more than double last year. 84 of them were arrested for carjacking.
These kids don't just need a hug. They also need to be held accountable. I know this isn't the popular thing to say, but the truth of the matter is, it's a fair question. Where are their parents?
She called on the court system and prosecutors to release information about outstanding cases and dispositions and said for the next 30 days, starting this weekend, there would be a curfew in place for those under 17.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The county has had several shootings this weekend, killing at least four people, injuring others, including a one-year-old. President Biden spends his Labor Day on the move with a message for the midterms.
We never gave up. We never gave in. And we are delivering for working and middle-class Americans now.
The president telling a labor festival in Milwaukee he's moving the country forward while accusing Trump supporters in Congress of trying to take the country backwards. Republicans say the president is expanding government control and hurting the economy.
He's got an assault on American energy, which is big in Pennsylvania, and he wants to eliminate their jobs.
Pennsylvania Congressman Fred Keller, as the president also speaks near Pittsburgh today. A federal judge says yes to a third-party review of documents taken from the Trump estate in Florida. The Justice Department says today's ruling is being examined. The Coast Guard just announcing it is calling off the search for nine people missing in the deadly crash of a float plane in Puget Sound yesterday. The body of a 10th person was found by a Good Samaritan. The cause of that crash remains under investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A manhunt continues in Canada for the men accused of stabbing 10 people to death in an Indigenous community yesterday.
Police are searching for two fugitives, Damian Sanderson and Miles Sanderson. Both have been charged with murder in the deadly assault on the James Smith Cree Nation, which said in a statement that the attack could have been drug-related. Police say some of the victims may have been targeted, others appear to be random. Despite having the same last name, reports in Canada reveal police have only described any possible relationship between the two men as unclear. Authorities add they've been looking for Miles Sanderson since May when he failed to keep up meetings with a parole officer. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing outside the Russian embassy in Afghanistan's capital, killing two diplomats and at least one Afghan civilian, believed to be the first attack on a foreign diplomatic mission in Kabul since the Taliban seized power a year ago after the U.S. withdrawal. The U.K. Foreign Secretary Liz Truss will be Britain's new prime minister after winning the ruling party's leadership vote.
The U.K. faces a stagnant economy, high inflation, including soaring energy prices, for which she offers a good dose of free market religion.
I know that our beliefs resonate with the British people. Our beliefs in freedom, in the ability to control your own life, in low taxes, in personal responsibility.
Truss succeeds Boris Johnson, who stepped down in July amid those various scandals. She's expected to pick up where he left off on foreign policy. She's strong in her support of Ukraine against Russia, critical of the Chinese Communist Party, and for more defense spending.
Fox's Greg Palcott in London. Johnson to make his resignation official tomorrow in a visit to the Queen, who will then meet with Truss. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.